Instead of doing Rosh Chodesh riddle because of the change tomorrow, I just wanted to finish off the halachas that we're talking about. We're talking about the halachas of mitzvah srichas kavana. And I do want to point out that Mishabura says, even though we mentioned that there is the chachila, a person should have intent when he does a mitzvah, he's doing it for the purpose of Hashem's command. Number one. Number two, we mentioned from the Ramban that this is a mitzvah say deraisa, according to the Ramban of the mitzvah, that you serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when you do Hashem's mitzvahs, Hashem's mitzvahs, you should do them focused for the purpose of service of Hashem, to do Hashem's mitzvahs. That's why you should do them. But Mishabura does bring, quote the Chai Adam, that in regards to the issue that a person says that in case where he did not have kavana, he does not fulfill the mitzvah, and he loses the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So the Mishabura quotes from the Chai Adam, that if it's obvious from the circumstances that your purpose of doing this is in order to fulfill the mitzvah, then you would be yotze the mitzvah. B'di'evad, you would be yotze the mitzvah. So if it's obvious why you're doing it, so then it's not a problem not being yotze the mitzvah. So he gives a few examples that the person comes diving in the morning, so even though he did not have kavanah to fulfill the mitzvah of Shema, he had kavanah to be mekabel olam ha'shamayim. He had pir shamil is the first pasuk. He did not think l'shei mitzvah. He'll still be yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Anytime a person says a bracha, a birchas hamitzvah on something, so it's obvious that you're doing it for the purpose of the mitzvah, why would you be saying a bracha otherwise? A person puts on tefillin, a person puts on tzitzis, a person counts svira. Anything where you'd be making a bracha beforehand, it's obvious that's why you're doing it. A person listens to shofar in Rosh Hashanah, he says. Well, you make a bracha, so you'd be yotze over there. He says, furthermore, why do you don't usually stand around listening to ram's horns making music? It's not your style of music. Why are you doing this? You're doing this because of a mitzvah. But something where it's not clear, like the example which we gave, a person would be benching together with his children. So he's benching by himself. Why are you benching after davening? Because you want to do the mitzvah after eating. Because you want to do the mitzvah of birchas hamazon. If you're benching with your children, it's not obvious why you're doing it. Maybe you're doing it to train your children. So there, if a person would not have kavana for the purpose of the mitzvah, he would not be yotze even b'di'evad. But in most cases, according to the Chai Adam, in most cases, a person would fulfill the mitzvah b'di'evad and he would be yotze. But again, the chachila person should always do a mitzvah with kavanah. Have a good morning. Have a good Kaddish.